People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Just inspiring as usual. That's a hard act to follow, but I'll do my best to close things out here for today. We do really appreciate y'all taking the time, and I know there's always something else to do, right? So it is a very special thing when you do commit to something like this. And we want to thank, of course, all of the presenters today and the speakers that we had that all just did a marvelous job. Tempest S. Smith, Deanna M. Mitchell, Mr. Phil Sorrentino, Serena Brown Travis, Vastine East, and of course, the one and only Antonio T. Smith, Jr. If someone invited you to this presentation, please thank them, get back with them. Let them know what you felt and what we can do to help you to progress along the journey with us. You know, I just wanted to close with some words. And this story is something I know that you've heard before, but it always struck me. It rang a chord in regards to ATS and what we're trying to do here. This story is so old, it was traced back maybe into the 1600s. They're not really quite sure how old it is. It may be older than that. And it starts with once upon a time. And once upon a time, there was a great famine. Some of you are in a famine of your own right now. Of course, this was a famine where there wasn't enough food to go around, literally. And the people in one small village, they didn't have enough to eat, and they definitely didn't have enough to try to store away for the winter. These people were afraid just like you might be. Their families afraid they might go hungry. So they hid the small amounts of food that they actually did have. They tucked it away and hid it. They even hid their food from their friends and their neighbors and their family. Well, one day a wandering soldier came into the village, and he asked the different people he met about finding a place to eat and sleep for the night. He was flat out told, "There's not a bite to eat in the entire county. You need to go down the road," they told him. "You better keep moving on because we've got nothing." "Oh," he says, "don't worry about it. I have everything I need," he said. "In fact, I'd like to make some stone soup to share with all of you." He pulled a big black cooking pot from his wagon. He filled it with water and he built a big fire under it. He reached slowly into his knapsack, and while several villagers stood and watched, he pulled a plain gray stone from a cloth bag that he carried and dropped it into the water. Well, by now hearing about the magic stone, most of the villagers were surrounding the soldier and his cooking pot in curiosity more than anything. And as the soldier sniffed the stone soup and licked his lips, the villagers began to overcome their lack of trust. "Ah," the soldier said aloud to himself, "I do like a tasty stone soup. I do like a stone soup. Of course, you know, stone soup with cabbage is even better," he said. Soon, one of the villagers ran from his home into the village square holding a cabbage. "I have this cabbage from my garden," he said, as he held it out for the soldier. "Fantastic," cried the soldier. He says, "This is awesome." The soldier cut up the cabbage, added it to the pot. "You know, I once had stone soup," he said, "with a cabbage and a bit of beef, and it was delicious." The butcher said, "You know, I think maybe I could find some beef scraps." As he ran back to his shop, other villagers offered bits of vegetables from their own gardens, potatoes, onions, carrots, celery. Soon that big black pot was bubbling and steaming. When the soup was ready, everyone in the village ate a bowl of soup, and it was delicious. The villagers offered the soldier money and other treasures for that magic stone, but he refused to sell it. He had many offers for a cot to sleep on that night. The next day, he traveled on his way. The moral of that story is that we can do so much more and so much better for humanity if we all just work together. We all, in our own way, we have our own stone that we keep in a bag. And I challenge you today to take your stone out of that bag and use it more often, and you'll be amazed at what you can do with a group compared to what you could do on your own. All right, everyone, thank you so much again. This is the conclusion of day one of the 2020 Dominate Conference. ATS and Rakeza are bringing this to you, and we sure hope that you're taking some good stuff away from this. We love you very much. Please just give all of our presenters and yourself, because this would not even be a thing if we didn't have the attendees. Everybody, please, one last round of applause, and then we'll see you all here tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Central Time, and we're going to do it again with Law. Law Holt will be your host tomorrow morning. And I am Jerry E. Potter, National Director, Rakeza, ATS Business University. Come dominate with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
All right, Jerry.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.